Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 39 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 26. Friday, a slight chance of drizzle between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 43. And on Christmas Day, a slight chance of snow between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 36. Chance of precipitation is 20%. And in the news for today. In state news, WISP Politics headline story from today reports that Foxconn will receive $28.8 million in state tax credits for 2020, just shy of the maximum award the Taiwanese manufacturer could receive under the revised deal Governor Tony Evers signed this spring. WEDC WEDEC CEO Missy Hughes said Wednesday, the state certified 579 jobs the company had created at its Racine County facility, which was within the target range, but it fell short of the target capital investment of $268.8 million by nearly $2.5 million. Had the company hit the target, it would have qualified for $29.1 million in credits. This is the first time the company has qualified for state tax credits since signing the original incentive agreement with former Governor Scott Walker in 2017, after it consistently fell short of job hiring targets. The revised deal Evers signed with the company lowered job and capital investment targets significantly, while also dramatically reducing the potential tax credit Foxconn could receive. Under the new contract, the company can receive $80 million in refundable state tax credits if it creates 1,451 jobs through the end of 2025 and invests $672 million. The original deal called for 13,000 jobs and an investment of $10 billion. A report published this morning on the WKOW Madison News website stated that the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin has filed a federal lawsuit seeking to have the Wisconsin Elections Commission reinstate voter registrations for nearly 32,000 people who were deactivated this summer. The commission deactivated the registrations for the voters after a two-year legal fight, that lawsuit filed in 2019 by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, argued that the commission should have deactivated voters flagged as potentially having moved within 30 days of notice being given. The new lawsuit argues that the 31,854 voters should not have had their registrations deactivated because they weren't given notice that it could happen or a deadline to avoid it. The Nearly Noon News will be taking a holiday break from reporting. We will resume our news broadcasting beginning Tuesday, December 28th. Happy holidays to all of you, and thank you for supporting WDRT. And please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next.